everyone. Welcome back to the Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu. We are back with another episode. I'm really excited for today's topic and everything that we will be talking about. This is something that has been on my mind a lot recently, and it is imposter syndrome. I feel like this year has both been amazing in the sense that I have done so many amazing things and things that I never thought that I really would be able to, but with that has come a lot of imposter syndrome, and I think this is something that definitely needs to be more talked about and is something that we all experience to some sort of degree. But before we get into the main topic of today, we are going to, of course, chat our segments first. Starting with what's fueling me today, the fall weather has been so amazing, so beautiful. I could not have asked for a better first fall right downtown in the city. It has been hovering between 12 and 16 degrees, which is the most perfect fall outfit weather, and I am such a fall girl. Like, yes, I am technically a cusp of spring, end of winter baby, but fall has my heart. I don't know why. I thrive in this season and I love everything about it. So that has definitely been fueling my days, and I'm super grateful to have had just such a beautiful fall. If you live in Toronto or the GTA area and you were able to get out and see the leaves this year, they were absolutely insane. Like, I do not remember the last time that I saw fall leaves that beautiful. I drove home to my family's house up north and we took a little bit of a scenic drive route. And if you guys watch the vlog, the colors that come through on the camera are not even a comparison to what they looked like in person. They were just so, so beautiful. It was insane. And I feel so grateful to have experienced such an amazing fall and beautiful fall this year. I feel like fall is such a short season here in Toronto and in the GTA that it kind of feels fleeting, and I love it, but it comes and goes in such a quick blink of an eye that I'm always grateful for when it is nice, and I try and make the most of it by getting outside and like really just being able to experience that fall season while it's here. I'm also super grateful that my round one of midterms is over, because that was just a really long, stressful week and a half, 2 weeks of my life, and I'm very grateful that it's over and I can kind of try and find a normal flow and routine again and get back on top of things, because definitely slacked a little bit leading up to midterms, and it made me very stressed the week of midterms because I definitely overworked myself. There was a lot going on. I had two midterms in one day and they were literally back to back, and then I had a third one 2 days later and a fourth one in another 2 days. So my midterms were not very spaced out this year, and it definitely made for a very stressful midterm, first round of midterm season. Luckily, a lot of my courses this semester don't have a second midterm, so the second round come mid-November shouldn't be quite as bad, but definitely grateful to get back into just a regular routine this weekend and this next week coming up. So that is also what is fueling me today. For what I'm sipping on, so as you guys know, this is a little life update, and I have not filmed a podcast episode since we had the first in-person Health Cafe event. For the amazing 30 people that bought tickets and attended, we sold out, and I am so, so grateful. The event was absolutely amazing. It was so wonderful to meet you all in person, and I can't wait to have more in-person events in the future. There are definitely more coming, so if you wanted to come, you're in Toronto and you didn't get to come or didn't get to buy a ticket, there will be more in the future. Those are definitely coming, and I'm very excited for that and for just growing the in-person community and starting to hold more events and do more seminars and do even more like in-person podcast stuff. But this community is so much bigger and so much more than just a podcast. I really want us to be able to learn and grow together, be well, that full fitness, wellness, health community, and have that in-person aspect, because I think that in-person and having this community and society is so important. We are such social creatures and social beings, and I think that's definitely one thing that the pandemic taught us, is that we need these social interactions and we crave them. So I'm definitely grateful to be building that, but overall, the event was amazing. I think that Yaz and Ariste did amazing as panelists speaking, and it was just great to be able to chat more about seasonal depression, because I think it's something that if you live in a colder place, it's something you definitely experience. And then also, I taught the workout class, and that was amazing. So many of you guys that attended asked if I do any workouts in person or online elsewhere, and I don't currently, but that's definitely something that I think I want to get a little bit back into, because I did do personal training online at one point, and I guess I forgot kind of my passion for like teaching workouts and leading workouts, and so that was so much fun. And then just being able to meet you all in person just made my absolute week. Like, I was smiling so hard from cheek to cheek that when I got home, my face was literally sore from just beaming the entire time, because I was so happy, so filled with joy and excited. But moving on to my recent go-tos, I have quite a few for today, so let me get into it. I have been loving the Aquabomb skincare line by Belief because it is super hydrating, and though it hasn't been super cold yet, my skin is definitely feeling the colder and drier weather. So like, Toronto winters are brutal. Your skin cracks, peels, and does everything. And I have super sensitive skin, so this skincare line has just been working amazingly for me, keeping my skin super hydrated and just maintaining that moisture barrier, which is something that I used to never really care about. And no wonder why my skin literally hated me for the last few years. But protecting my moisture barrier and just making sure my skin is always hydrated is something that I really prioritize now, because I feel like personally it makes such a difference between getting breakouts, between my skin peeling. Like, I also have combo skin, so dry and oily, but in the winter I find that it just flakes and peels and it doesn't feel nice, it hurts. And so I've been finding that these products have definitely been helping so far this year. The next favorite that I have is a basic one, but I bought UGG dupes and I have been loving them. So I have literally been wearing these mini UGG dupes around all the time. Best $30 investment from Joe Fresh that I have ever purchased, because I have probably been wearing them 5 out of the 7 days of the week for the last month. So definitely I'm getting my $30 use out of them. I just think they're so cute, they're cozy, and they're so easy to throw on and also style with the clothes that I have been wearing recently and that I really like. Two other, I guess, clothing favorites. I have been wearing this pair of jeans from this brand called Yoga Jeans, and they're like these stretchy but not really stretchy, like flare denim. So comfy, they're so flattering. I also find personally for myself, I love flare jeans that are like fitted through the hips and thighs, but then are like straight and looser from the knees down. I just think they look so good and suit me really well, and also look really, really cute with the mini Uggs, because they kind of just like flow over the top of the boot really effortlessly, really perfectly. And I also have been loving quarter zip knit sweaters. I feel like that's like a bit of an oxymoron, like a knit sweater with a zip, but I love it. And I definitely want to get more of them, because I only have 2 and I have been wearing them very, very consistently. Like, I've been rotating both of them throughout the week and wearing both of them at least once a week. So those are definitely some favorites. And then last but not least is London Fogs, or just like, I guess, tea lattes. I've been loving making tea lattes at home, trying to stay away from coffee again a little bit more, especially during like busy seasons. As I've mentioned before, I find that coffee tends to make me more anxious if I'm already anxious, and that actually is a very common side effect of caffeine. So I would like to put it out there, if you have ever felt off or weird after drinking coffee, it's probably that you're experiencing anxiety-like symptoms from the caffeine. So definitely would suggest switching it up for a tea or just dropping coffee altogether for a little bit. But yeah, coffee really affects me, especially when I'm anxious. It definitely makes me more anxious, jittery, and it just is not a good or comfortable feeling. Can't get work done. It's just not nice. So I have been going to tea lattes at home, especially because I got a bunch of fall teas. I have this like mixed batch of tea from David's Tea that has like 12 different kinds of tea bags. And most of them are black teas or Earl Greys or just like nice teas to make tea lattes with. So you steep that for a few minutes and then just steam milk and pour that on top. And it's so delicious. And I personally just love having like a hot, cozy drink. I think it's so comforting, especially in the colder months. And I think one of the reasons why I love coffee is just because I genuinely enjoy drinking it and I enjoy having a latte, but never really for the actual like caffeine to try and wake me up or because I'm sleepy. Like that's not why I tend to go and have a coffee. I just genuinely love the taste of coffee. But that was a very far aside. Now let's hop right into our topic for today of spilling today's tea. Going to chat all about imposter syndrome, being able to be proud of any and all accomplishments, and just kind of how to navigate if you're feeling that imposter syndrome and how you can overcome it a bit better. So in case you are a little bit unfamiliar with what imposter syndrome actually is, it is textbook definition defined by a psychological occurrence in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. So basically, it's just that you kind of doubt yourself and your accomplishments and you don't feel worthy of having completed those accomplishments, that you didn't actually have the skills or talents necessary to be able to do certain things. And so, like I mentioned, for me, this year has definitely been a really big year of just some really bad imposter syndrome for myself, of feeling this feeling of not being worthy enough, of that the things that I have done, did I really do them? Or did I really deserve to do them? Did I really deserve to be in that place in that time? And you know, just feeling a really big doubt in myself and the things that I have accomplished and I have done. And I think that it's really hard to be proud of yourself for the things that you have done and accomplished when you're feeling this imposter syndrome, because all of a sudden, like if you're having a bad day, the things that are little that you should be proud of, if you know you can only give 30% and you gave your 30%, it feels like you didn't give enough or you didn't give anything and you really are doubting just everything that you're doing. I think it's really hard sometimes to even remember to be proud of yourself or even feel proud in this world where it seems like everyone is doing everything or everyone is doing something better than you, and it makes what you've done just feel unworthy or unaccomplished. Or whether it's your own self-doubt or this pressure that you're seeing from the world that maybe you feel like you haven't done enough, I think a big thing that you have to remember is that every little thing that you do is an accomplishment, and you can be and should be proud of yourself and cheer yourself on for that. If you struggled to get out of bed today, but you did it and it was a really hard day and you just mentally weren't there, you should be proud of yourself for that. It's a big thing. And I know sometimes it's really hard to even just do the little things, to remember to pull yourself out of bed, to make your bed, to put on clothes, pull yourself together, get out the door and just get through the day. That in itself is such a big accomplishment for most people. And I think in this world where it seems like everyone is doing everything, it can feel really lonely. And so I also just want to remind you that I understand and I know what you're going through, and you're seen and you're valid, and you don't have to do it all every day. You're alive. You put in effort today. You're trying. And that's all that matters. And that's something that you should be proud of. I especially think that being a girl, being a woman in today's society with all of the expectations and things that people put on us is like exceptionally difficult today. Growing up and trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to look and dress and feel, with a million different people telling you a million different things about how you're supposed to look and dress and feel and what you're supposed to do. It's a really hard thing to navigate. And then throw on trying to be proud of the things that you've accomplished on top of that, or people telling you that, you know, what you have accomplished isn't enough, or even yourself, your inner monologue telling you that. It's just overall a really demoralizing thing sometimes to try and feel like you're doing the right things and feel that you're enough. I think that we put so much pressure on ourselves to be doing our best all the time and to be doing the most all the time and to be accomplishing such big things, so that when you accomplish these little things or you have bad days and you just do the bare minimum, but that was your 110% on that day, that we forget and we don't realize that those are still accomplishments and that we are still doing things and that our best does look different every day, and little accomplishments are still little wins and they should be celebrated as well. And so I think a good starting place is just remembering to be kind to yourself and remembering that if you only have 30% to give on a certain day and you gave that 30%, you in reality gave 100% of what you could give for that day. And that is so totally okay and worthy. And you don't have to accomplish a million things in one day or one big thing every day. And it's okay to just accept the small wins and take them and be okay with them. And so I think also that imposter syndrome really comes from this smaller sense of not being able to acknowledge and accept our small accomplishments and small wins, so that when these big accomplishments and big wins come, it doesn't feel like we did them because we were never able to congratulate ourselves on the small things that led up to that we were doing. So I really think when it comes to imposter syndrome, something that we all should start doing is really acknowledging and being proud of those small wins, because those are the stepping stones that get you to the bigger accomplishments and the big wins. And also just accepting the imposter syndrome feeling, like acknowledging that it's there and that that's okay and that it happens sometimes, but not trying to ignore it, because I also feel like that just builds a bigger cycle of imposter syndrome and this unworthy feeling, because you're pushing aside the feelings that you're feeling, which are so valid. And if you're not giving yourself the time to acknowledge that and to realize what you're feeling, then again, it just, like I said, builds a cycle. And you're ignoring your feelings, so you're ignoring your accomplishments and continuing, I guess, that imposter syndrome cycle. And I think that imposter syndrome also stems largely from perfectionism, which personally is something that I've always struggled with as someone that is very, very type A, very hard on herself. Perfectionism is definitely something I have struggled with majorly throughout the years, not feeling that I'm competent enough, feeling that everything has to be done to the T, all the T's crossed and I's dotted, and it has to be done a certain way, and if it's not done that way, it's not done well and it's not worthy. And so I think something that I know for myself that I at least have to start letting go of more is that perfectionism, and knowing that something doesn't have to be done perfectly to be worthy, and that sometimes the best effort that you can put forward is just the best effort. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be sloppy and messy and just completed, but it's done. It doesn't have to be what I think my ideal 100% is all the time, because I know that I am not every single day able to give that perfectionism 110%. I also know, though, that perfectionism is not something that's easy or hard to let go of, especially if it's kind of hardwired and ingrained in your brain. It's something that you kind of grew up with your inner monologue telling yourself. That's definitely me and who I am. And so it's small steps of working towards trying to combat that perfectionism and just consistently reminding myself that it's okay and it doesn't have to be perfect. And having people around me, having a support system that also tells me that. My boyfriend Alan tells me all the time when I start getting stressed and I start getting worked up about things not being done right or done wholly or being good enough, that I can't do everything. I can't be everyone, and not everything has to be perfect. So having some sort of person or support system that also kind of brings you back down to reality and reminds you that it's okay if something isn't 100% perfect. It's okay if it's a little messy. And having that outer reiteration that things are okay, even if it's just this podcast for you, if it's me reminding you today that things don't have to be perfect, that you can put in your best effort and that looks different every single day. And also just that we as humans are not perfect. We are messy. We make mistakes. And that is such an amazing thing about being human, is that we do mess up and we make mistakes, because it gives us time to learn and to grow And if we were all perfect, well, that would be honestly a really boring world, don't you think? We would never have new inventions or new creativity. Some of the best things have come out of someone's biggest mistake, which I think is so ironic because we're so hard on ourselves to be this perfect person all the time that we don't realize that sometimes the best things that we do come out of our worst failures. But circling back around to imposter syndrome and some more practical ways to deal with it are tracking your success. I feel like, again, this is the same thing as rewarding small accomplishments, but if you write down your small accomplishments and your small steps and track your progress that led to that bigger accomplishment, you'll see that you actually did achieve it. Because I feel like a big thing with imposter syndrome is not feeling like we've actually accomplished something that we have accomplished, or we haven't actually made that progress, like we just got to this place. For example, like you got a promotion and you don't think you deserve that promotion. Like, track your progress. Write down small goals, how you accomplished those small goals. And also just saying yes to more opportunities. I think that if we embrace this feeling of change and saying yes to more things, it will help kind of stop that imposter syndrome that is trying to hinder your success and your growth. Because that's another thing too, is because imposter syndrome is really just this self-doubt, it stops you from being able to achieve more and grow and learn because it's saying that you didn't accomplish something that you did. So it's hard to move forward from something that you think you didn't accomplish. And I'm sorry if that this is a little bit confusing. Because imposter syndrome is really your own conceptualized thought of yourself, it's hard as well to kind of talk about some things that you can combat it or how it actually feels. Because A, it feels different to all of us, and B, this also could be why it's a little bit more stigmatized and not talked about often, is because it's hard to actually combat and it's different for everybody. Everybody has to kind of find their own way that works as well, because it is such a personal thing. One other thing that I would suggest, and I think really helps me with imposter syndrome, is challenging my own thoughts. Basically playing a little bit of devil's advocate with myself and playing the counterpart of, if I'm doubting something, ask myself, why am I doubting that? Or the opposite of, if I think I haven't accomplished it, kind of listing myself all the reasons why I have and why I've gotten there and why I do deserve to have accomplished that or have deserved to have done something or be somewhere. So definitely playing a little bit of that devil's advocate and challenging your own thoughts will, I find at least for myself, brings me a little bit out of that imposter syndrome inner monologue of that I don't deserve it, because it really makes me think about what I have done and why I do deserve to be there. And again, bringing that back around to being kinder to yourself, it also makes you realize, hey, like, I don't need to be this negative about the things that I have done. Like, I can accept that the things that I have accomplished or what I have accomplished, and that's okay and that's good, and I'm proud of myself for that. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about with imposter syndrome, a lot of it is also because of comparison. And I think I briefly mentioned that in this society, because we're consuming so much media, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, who knows? It could even be just within your own workplace or within your own school, the competition that goes on. I know I go to a pretty heavily competitive school where people literally won't help each other study simply because they're trying to do better than each other and get the best grade possible. That it can be a really toxic place to just try and learn and study. But when it comes to comparison, the best thing for yourself is, if you're feeling like you're over comparing, is to unplug for a moment, take a step back, and realize that someone else's successes do not determine your successes and do not decrease or make your successes less worthy. Just because someone else is doing something amazing, that does not take away from the amazing thing that you are doing. Just because someone else was able to give 120% and you were only able to give 50% today, that does not mean that your 50% that you gave is not worthy. So one thing I think is that we all really have to keep acknowledging that our path is our own and someone's successes and failures do not determine ours as well. Someone else's space in the room does not mean that there's no space for you. They do not take up more space than you do. You guys take up the exact same space. You have the same rights to success, and someone else's success does not dampen your own. And so whether you're coming at this from a competitive mindset and thinking that someone else's success means that you have less chance of success, or if you're coming at this with more of a self-deprecating mindset of that someone's success means that you're not doing enough or that your successes are smaller in comparison, then you really need to take a step back and realize that you are your own person. They are their own person. You are leading completely separate lives. You are on totally separate paths, and you need to acknowledge where you are, be happy with where you are, and just be accepting and grateful for the things that you have experienced, the successes that you have experienced, and the growth that you have brought on, and the things that you are doing. Because the more that we are able to just kind of keep ourselves in our own tracks, the more that you'll be able to be A, happy for someone else's success when they come, but B, also be proud of your own successes when they come and not think that you need to be doing more, that you could have done more and you should be doing more. Because what you're doing right now is enough, it's always worthy, and you are always on the right path for your own life. Someone else's path is not yours. And I think that's a big reminder that I try and tell myself. Even when I was only doing school and like I wasn't getting the best grades, or someone was getting better grades than me, and I was very much comparing myself, the biggest thing that I tried to remind myself was, I am on my own path. Their path is not mine, and that's okay. I'm exactly where I need to be, and I'm going exactly where I need to go. And so even if you just say something simple to yourself like that, I think it really helps to minimize comparison and remind yourself that you are not someone else and you never can be. So you need to be happy with who you are and the things that you can accomplish and the things that you've been given in this life. Because I think also comparison really takes away from what we do have, our own gifts and talents. So we really have to be grateful for what we've been given as well. Because comparison definitely takes away from the things that make you amazing and this beautiful, wonderful individual. Because we are all different and unique, and that's what is so amazing, is that we're all leading these different lives. And if you were leading someone else's lives, you would be the same. And again, that would be so boring. And you want to be able to be your own person, and you are so unique and amazing and wonderful. And that's something that you need to remind yourself of. My final word on imposter syndrome is just to remember that it happens to everyone and it's okay. Accept that feeling and learn how to grow and move forward from it. But I'm going to wrap up today's episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is definitely a topic that's pretty close to my heart, as it's something that I personally really, really struggle with, and I'm still trying to learn how to grow and overcome when it comes to imposter syndrome, perfectionism. Like, it's something that I'm still learning how to deal with. So something that I definitely enjoy talking about and being able to relate with you guys on that level as well. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As usual, if you have any podcast episode requests or guest requests, our website is in the show notes, and you can go head over there to the contact section and request any guests or topics. I love hearing from you guys and what you want to hear as well. Or you can send us a message on the Health Cafe Instagram. Open to either of those, and I receive all of your messages. And don't forget to leave a rate, review, and subscribe. I love you guys so much, and you will hear me in the next episode.